Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Obama administration is going to immediately stop deporting and begin granting work permits to younger illegal immigrants. What's your reaction?
Well, look, I think there's a broad consensus in America among Republicans, Democrats, and independents that there is a group of kids in this country who are undocumented through no fault of their own. And we should try to figure out a way to accommodate them. But there's also broad consensus that we have to do so in a way that doesn't reward or encourage illegal immigration in the future. And that's a tough balance. And I'm not sure that's a balance that this arrangement the president has come up with strikes. I think even more problematic is that while I know that many of these kids will take this as good news because, you know, they're desperate for some sort of resolution, it's a short-term solution to something that requires a long-term answer. And my bigger concern is that by doing this by executive order, by ignoring and going around the Congress, they somehow are going to, this may make it harder in the long term to solve this problem.
That's ABC's David Muir talking to Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He thinks that while something needs to be done about young illegal immigrants who are here through no action of their own, he isn't convinced that the president's short-term solution is the way to go. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting now Talk Host Kevin Thomas with Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska about the president's announcement he wants to change immigration policy pretty much from top to bottom.
Some are calling it amnesty. Some are calling it a worker program. But whatever you call it, it was a big announcement related to illegal immigration.
Well, it was a complete surprise to me as well. I didn't have any indication that this would be forthcoming. And unfortunately, I think it continues to add to the cynicism that the American people have toward Washington. The president has forgotten that there are three branches of government, and it's the United States Congress who makes the law, and the president is supposed to enforce the law, not create a memo, not create an edict, basically because he didn't get his way on a particular immigration idea he had. If he wanted to resubmit this change of immigration policy for consideration by the American people through their representatives, he should have brought this bill to Congress. Doing so through memo is an undermining, I think, of the rule of law. This is a significant shift of immigration policy, and it should be debated through the legislative process.
And what they're talking about is the announcement that we're going to stop deporting illegal immigrants as long as they have been here for about 5 years, if they're under 30, and if they came here before they're 16. But the other aspect of this is that he's creating a program that allows those people to then work, which they could not do legally before then. Is that an even bigger step, that these people will now be able to legally work under this rule?
Well, look, there's multiple levels of entanglement with this, and we're obviously trying to unpack it and understand its full ramifications as well. But my first thought is, what does this say to people who have stood in line? People who are trying to obey the law, apply for immigration status in our country, who want to embrace the hope and gift that America has to offer. Sorry, another group of people get to jump in front of you. Making immigration changes in an ad hoc fashion like this really does undermine the rule of law. It is a serious affront to Congress's legislative authority here.
So the president legally may have this right, may not have this right. I think those questions are going to continue to be asked throughout the weekend. How do you view it? What would you say here to the president if he came and asked, can I do this legally?
Well, there has been some discretion in the Homeland Security Department in terms of enforcement. The problem is of such great magnitude that you can't detail every level of how you prioritize enforcement. And that's been a commonly understood way in which this is done. But to magnify the issue and give categorical eligibility amnesty, if you will, blanket amnesty for a certain group of people to say by edict, by a memo, if you will, to me suggests that he has stretched the bounds of legal authority. He may be able to argue that this is built in the law, but it certainly is not within the spirit of the law. This is a very significant shift of policy. It should be debated for the United States Congress for anything of this magnitude would be done.
So what do you see as the next step here for those who do think that the president has overstepped his bounds? Does Congress step in? Can you see a court challenge to this rule? What happens next?
Well, you may have both. Again, we're all kind of trying to get our arms around exactly what this meant because none of us saw it coming. I have confidence that the House of Representatives will react in one way or another. Now, whether that's by using appropriations to cut off certain funding or a separate standalone bill, I can't imagine the House of Representatives in some way not stepping forward to address this issue.
Up next, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in on the immigration policy as well. So Talk Radio in the focus here on the Countdown Show.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
People are busier than ever, with the line between their work and personal life blurring more every day. That's why Ivanka Trump is working with Motorola Mobility to share one of her secrets for success.
Technology is a key part of staying on top of everything that I've done, for work and at home. Smartphones like the Droid Razer Max and Droid 4 can act almost like personal assistants, so you're always organized, connected, and as productive as possible.
Ivanka is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, but also finds time to be a mom and to support social causes for young women by taking advantage of new mobile technologies.
The right technology can make a huge difference in how productive we are, and Motorola's business-ready devices will boost your productivity and empower you to do more. Technology has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. It keeps me connected and productive.
For more info on business-ready devices from Motorola, visit Motorola.com/business-ready or visit Motorola's Facebook page.
The review of the hot hits in talk radio through the week. I'm Doug Steffen. Immigration reform is front and center. Martha McCallum talks to Senator McConnell of Kentucky about how McConnell thinks Congress will react to the president's decision to try to change immigration policy.
This was a big surprise that came at the end of last week. A change in the immigration laws in this country, the policy from the White House about how people would be treated who were brought here by their parents and who are then here, you know, through no error of their own.
Right.
What does Congress plan to do? Does the Senate plan to do anything about the fact that they're up in arms, that he went around Congress in order to get this done?
Well, the first observation I would make is that the president had huge majorities of his party for the first 2 years of administration,
right,
and didn't do anything on this subject. And then last year, Martha, he said he didn't have the authority under the law to do what he said he was going to do last week. My first question is, what's changed between last year when you said you didn't have the authority to do this and this year when you say you're going to do it,
right,
other than the proximity to the election? So it raises quite a suspicion that this is all just about trying to ingratiate himself to Hispanic American voters.
But we heard a lot of outraged members of Congress last week that he did this. My question to you is, what will Congress do about it now?
Well, one thing, we think it ought to require legislative action. And several of the members of my Republican conference in the Senate have been very active on this issue. Senator Rubio,
right,
son of Cuban immigrants, Senator Hutchison, Senator McCain, all have an interest in this. They haven't heard from the president. The way you get these things done is to have a bipartisan discussion.
If the White House has gone around Congress in a way that is not above board, is Congress going to hold the White House's feet to the fire on this and force them to go through Congress, is my question.
Well, that would require court action, I assume. But, I think we're pretty unhappy with the fact that they have now decided to do something he claimed he couldn't legally do a year ago.
Here's radio host Mike Slater with Alex Nowresht from the Cato Institute about the way the immigration policy in America has changed over the years and what today's policy maybe ought to be.
Our laws of man need to be in harmony with the laws of God, the golden rule, and also every human mind has a potential, but it can only reach its max potential in a free society. So, just what do you think of those three principles, and can we make that all jive with a common sense immigration policy?
Well, I think those are some of the three principles that our founders had when they created the first immigration policy in the United States, and some of them that we've basically moved so far away in the last century.
Well, what was the first immigration policy?
It was basically anybody could come here. There were no kind of restrictions at all. The only rules and regulations were about who could become a citizen and when.
Okay, now, that's very important. What's that distinction between the naturalization process and the immigration process?
Yeah, so, you know, I think a free society, an ideal free society, you wouldn't have restrictions on the movement of healthy and peaceful people who are nonviolent. But the question of whether they can become citizens and participate in the political process, that's a separate issue. So saying that people can come here and move to live, to work, to be part of our economy and our society is one thing. To say that they should be allowed to participate in voting for president is something entirely different, and we don't want to conflate the two.
Okay, that's such an important distinction because we've talked about before, because we were talking about Arizona's SB 1070, that the federal government has the Constitution says nothing about immigration. Is that accurate?
The Constitution says a section about they can make the rules about naturalization, which is assumed to be immigration is supposed to be part of that. But it doesn't really say anything about migrants. What does say something about migrants, however, is the Declaration of Independence. And one of the big complaints against King George III by the founders was that he obstructed immigration to the United States.
Okay, so what's changed since our founding and today?
We have one of the largest and most complicated bureaucracies dealing with immigration. We have mountains and reams of paperwork, often passed by progressive legislators, that regulate the economy of immigration and labor to such an extent that it looks more like the Soviet Union in terms of labor market regulation than what it looks like in a free society. These are the types of rules that are on the books for immigration. So you have it so that people have to wait, if they can even come. If they can even come, they have to wait sometimes decades to be able to come to the front of the line and get into the United States.
And you say it didn't used to be like that. When did it start to get so complicated as opposed to just being able to come here?
It started in the 1880s a little bit with the Chinese Exclusion Act, and it got very, very bad in 1921. And from 1921 to pretty much the early 60s, it was very difficult to impossible for almost anybody to come here, even worse than it is today.
Okay. Let me talk to you about some of the things I'm struggling with here, and I just want to, again, make sure these things jive together. Let's talk about the golden rule real quick. If I was born in another country and lived in poverty and lived under a government that treated me like a subject and lived in a country where my kids had no future and they were going to work the land just like I did and my parents and their parents, all that. And if I heard of a place called America where my kids could go to college and live a better life than is possible where I am now, I would do everything I can to get to that place. Now, when I got there, I wouldn't expect any favors. I wouldn't expect any handouts. I wouldn't expect to live in my old culture or speak my old language or have anyone be in any way accommodating to me or to pay my college bills or anything like that. I just want to be free. And I don't like how we make it so hard for people who want to be American to become American. Does that make sense?
No, I think it does. And I think it tells the American story. Going back hundreds of years of people who wanted to come here to make their lives better and to give their children a chance. It's just that we have a large bureaucracy and a complicated law that stands in the way of that, a man-made law.
Up next, we'll turn our attention to the presidential race. We'll talk about it next year on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? Well, let's find out, without the music, what some more talk hosts are into. The presidential race talk hosts Jack Tomczak and Ben Cruz here with a focus on an article that suggests Mr. Obama's next move will be to legalize marijuana. And if he does that, it'll cost him the election.
The question at the Atlantic Wire is, legalizing weed Obama's secret weapon?
I hope so.
The point that he's making, he says that in 2004, George W. Bush's reelection campaign worked to put anti-gay marriage ballot initiatives up for vote in several swing states.
I think he means pro-traditional marriage amendments, but whatever.
This year, the question is whether marijuana legalization measures will turn out voters for Obama. Bush's plan to use gay marriage bans in states that did not actually allow gay marriage as a turnout booster led to signs featuring one of Bush's aides, Ken Mill, who later turned out to be gay, had apologized for the strategy. This year, there's another incumbent president with modest approval ratings who could turn out his base with a controversial ballot measure. But this time, the feature it features no biblical or scatological imagery.
What? Frankly,
I shouldn't.
Did you say scatological?
I shouldn't. In 2012, voters in swing states will decide whether they'll allow their fellow citizens to bear joints. Unlike the gay marriage votes, there's no indication that the Obama reelection team is behind any of it. But there are Democrats who are hopeful that it will boost turnout.
Okay, so I was thinking when you told me this that Obama was going to come out with a policy proposal to decriminalize or legalize marijuana, which I am for him doing that because it would cost him the election. But this is,
well,
he's pushing ballot measures or encouraging ballot measures behind the scenes to turn out Democrat leftist voters who will then vote for him as well.
Well, and it's kind of been a bit of a ramp up. I mean, we've heard a lot from New York City about how they're going to ban soft drinks bigger than 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think it was Mario Cuomo said that he would not enforce or reduce the penalties.
Come to New York, you can't have a pop, but you can get high.
No pop, but pot.
Radio host Sue Henry talking to Romney advisor Lanny Chan about how Romney's economic plan differs from President Obama's.
Tell us how you and Governor Romney see things differently than the current administration. What would you do differently, and what would Governor Romney do right away? I understand he has a plan to come right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many differences, but really it comes down to what it's going to take to get this economy growing and get the job-creating engine that we know America has to get that revved up again. And And it starts with a lot of different things. With energy, for example, the Governor Romney would take a very different approach from the president. He'd approve the Keystone Pipeline. He'd also explore for gas, for oil, and really use the natural resources that America has been so blessed with, as opposed to blocking the exploration of energy, as President Obama has repeatedly done. He'll repeal Obamacare, which is an entitlement that continues to get more and more expensive, and won't, frankly, improve health care for the American people. He's going to crack down on international trade cheaters like China to make sure that we have open markets, but that they're on terms that work for the United States. And he's going to look at reducing the regulatory burden by ensuring that we get rid of Obama-era regulations that are standing in the way of job growth. And we're going to see tax reform. You know, he's going to cut taxes across the board and ensure that we have a tax system that creates the right incentives so that businesses can grow and prosper in our country.
Will he insist that a budget be passed in the United States of America?
Yeah, I mean, it's shameful that this president has gone so long without a budget passed by the Congress. I mean, he definitely will insist on a budget that gets us to spending within our means. He's promised to cut spending pretty dramatically over his first term and put us on the pathway to a balanced budget. It's an absolute imperative for us to get spending under control and have a budget that that eventually gets to balance.
The death of Rodney King is up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
It's a good thing no one joins the armed forces to get rich, because it turns out a higher percentage of military families are in debt than civilians. And that has one New Jersey company ticked off enough to do something about it. According to a report by the Financial Industry Regulation Authority's Investor Education Foundation, 27% of military families surveyed admitted having more than $10,000 in credit card debt. That's compared to 16% of civilian adults. The biggest reason for the disparity? The frequent moves and deployments faced by military families. And so, to help ease their burden, GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in North America, is offering $300 rebates throughout 2012 to all active military, veterans, and retirees who buy a GAF lifetime roofing system and have it installed by one of their factory-certified contractors. The full details can be found at www.gaf.com/military or www.military.com/discounts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of our countdown, the overview of what, if you will, playing on the radio and the conversation stations. Here hosts Lisa Ann Walter and Rob Archer talk about the strange circumstances surrounding King's death.
We're talking about the death of Rodney King, 47 years old, died at his Rialto home. He was found at the bottom of his pool about 5:25 a.m. I guess that's when the fiance called 911. Cynthia Kelly was the fiance. She said that he had been drinking all day pretty much at the house and smoked some marijuana at some point. She went to bed around 2 a.m. and around 5 a.m. she was awoken by him screaming in the backyard. And she found him naked, banging on the glass, and she said, "What's wrong, Rodney?" And then she went to grab her phone, and she heard a big splash, and she went to the backyard and discovered him at the bottom of the pool and called the police. Okay, so I have some questions. First of all, obviously, we've been discussing the whether or not it's a good idea for people who have big problems with using controlled substances to use the ones that they don't really have a problem with. And I've heard this from friends of mine who are supposedly sober. They have big problems with one sort of, you know, substance. Oh, I can't be around Valium. I can't take any Ativan. I can't take any, you know, because then some of the pills segue into other pills. And then before you know it, you're driving to Mexico in the middle of the night and, you know, stuffing them in your panties. By the way, allegedly, has anybody thought that this may not be a case of somebody who used too much and fell into a pool and died? I mean, why wouldn't the girlfriend, the fiance, I'm sorry, go to pull him out of the pool? If she had just seen him banging on the glass and he just fell in, how is he dead already, unless there's some foul play?
Well, she says that the reason she did not go into the pool to try to get him out is because she is not a good swimmer. That's her comment to the police. Because that was when I first heard about this. That was the first question I had. Why was she trying to pull him out?
I think it's everybody's first question. I mean, people heard him outside sobbing. Neighbors said, next-door neighbor Sandra Gardia, right, said she heard a commotion and that he was outside sobbing at 3 or 3:30 in the morning. So he was out there using too much, having, you know, going into one a crying jag or something.
Not doing well.
Not doing well, having some sort of issue. And then by 5, almost 5:30 in the morning, he's really agitated, or somebody else is back there with him. Because according to the neighbor, it sounded like somebody was consoling him. There was somebody talking to him, but we don't know who that is yet. So there's still more to find out here.
Talkers Bill Radke and Linda Thomas talking to former San Diego Assistant Chief of Police Norm Stamper about how Rodney King changed things for police all over our country.
What comes to mind? What is your chief memory of the King beating and the L.A. riots?
The first thing that comes to mind, of course, is an image and that very ugly, graphic image of police officers. Theoretically completely out of control. One of the things that we determined in breaking down what had actually happened was these officers, angry as they may have been, were actually in control. They were systematically and deliberately beating a defenseless man. And tragically, adding to the tragedy were the bystanders in uniform. These were witnesses who could have, should have stepped in and stopped it immediately, and they didn't. And that's the key memory, I think, for me.
And did you think this was a one-time incident, or did you think this was the tip of the iceberg of police brutality?
Well, of course, those who are critical of the police in general point out, just as you did, that what was really rare about this was the fact that you had a guy out there with a camcorder. And he captured it, and it went viral by those days' standards. I still contend that it's the most brutal and cowardly act of policing that I've ever seen. But I would hasten to point out that there are police officers who will see something like this and stop it. They need to be supported. They need to be acknowledged as essentially as doing their job. It's not heroic to step in and stop that kind of behavior, but they really do need to be acknowledged for standing up.
How did Rodney King change policing, not only for L.A., but for police departments across the country, do you think?
It varies. I would characterize the progress that's been made in helping to control that behavior and helping to not just encourage, but insist that police officers come forward in the face of that kind of really horrific misconduct and report it. And there are some departments that have embedded deeply into their policies and procedures this expectation that you stop that kind of behavior if you happen to witness it.
The latest from the Jerry Sandusky trial, we'll sort of bear down on that in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk radio in review, the Jerry Sandusky trial. Everybody's talking about this. Shepard Smith talked to legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano and also attorney Randy Zalin about the possibility the defense would put Sandusky on the stand later this week.
Did you see the Sandusky interview with Bob Costas on NBC?
I did.
If his defense attorney saw that, my guess is they might hesitate to have him testify.
Well, Costas, who's a great TV guy, but is not a prosecutor, demolished Jerry. Ooh, just in the questions that he put to him, and that would be a very good indicator of just a very small percentage of what would happen to him on the witness stand. On the other hand, all of that horrific, absolutely unforgettable, vividly detailed, violent evidence of violence against him is unrebutted, is unchallenged, and therefore will produce a very, very quick, I think, guilty verdict. So this is what is being weighed in the lawyers' minds and in Sandusky's mind as they decide probably tonight whether or not to put him on the stand tomorrow.
The prosecution rested on Thursday of last week. They took Friday off. Or maybe they went a little bit on Friday. At any rate, the defense began today. The defense will finish by Wednesday, according to the judge, with closings by the lawyers for both sides on Thursday. What's the defense trying to accomplish in the interim there, specifically?
Well, let's take one step back, because that schedule is a fluid schedule and can always change.
Sure, sure.
But here's the critical thing. Your Honor, you aptly note all of the vivid, the graphic, the horrific. There's only one problem. It's not corroborated. Where is the janitor who saw this? He didn't testify. Where is the underwear? No underwear. Where is the child victim? The mother. At some level, you have to give a jury credit. We saw it in the John Edwards case where they said, wait a minute. He didn't get the money. Don't be surprised if you have one juror thinking the same thing. Horrific allegations. I need evidence. Mm.
Judge, if there is a plan now for civil suits, the subpoena was just issued. Would that be admissible for these proceedings? Could the jury know, well, they're trying to make money off this?
Yes, yes. Some judges will permit that in because it does undermine the credibility of those who are complaining. Not the fact that they're suing, because they have the right to sue. There would have to be something more there. There would have to be some corroboration, some tailoring of testimony in order to enhance the civil suit. The existence of the civil suit itself doesn't damage their testimony at all.
Well, we know that authorities at Penn State and with the NCAA and with college boards are waiting until this is over with, before the Sandusky trial is over with, before they decide what to do, if anything, about Penn State and its institutional control.
Well, Penn State's going to pay out a lot of money. It's going to do it right away. It's going to do it for humanitarian reasons. It doesn't want these kids to have to testify. And it's going to do it for its own selfish reasons. It wants to turn the page and move to the next phase of its history. It doesn't want this thing hanging around any longer than it has to be.
Here's Talk Host Amy Jacobson with legal analyst Liz Wheel about the pros and cons of letting Sandusky testify for himself.
If you're in charge of Jerry Sandusky's defense team, do you put your client on the stand?
Well, first of all, I never would be in charge of that
yeah. defense team. But if you put me in that position, and by the way, at that point I would have shot myself and given up my bar card and all that kind of stuff. I put him on the stand. What, to look at those young men that have testified, one after the other, after the other, after the other? I probably would not, unless he's got an amazing story. But I don't know what kind of story you spin out of what we've heard in the last week or so from these men. I mean, these young adults at this point. And if he goes on the stand, that opens up everything. I mean, all his background, all the stuff where his wife was there, maybe in the same house with him. But on the other side, I'm a lawyer, so I can talk both sides of my mouth. I will tell you that even though the judge says to a jury, you can't take anything bad from the fact that the defendant doesn't take the stand, you can't, you know, say that, you know, you can't think anything bad about that. They do. Because let's face it, guys, if you and I were charged with a crime that we didn't commit, mm-hmm. you couldn't keep us off the stand, right?
Right, that's true.
We would be there. And for him not to take the stand hurts him that way. But legally, I'm not sure I'd put him on, because what's he going to say?
Yeah. Well, what can we expect? Yeah, what can we expect this week then?
Well, I think at this point it's going to be pretty quiet until Tuesday. And I think Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to hear something. And I don't know whether they're going to try to strike a plea deal at this point. It's so way late in the game for them to do that.
Here's Taco Sam Newman with a caller. The caller says he's surprised none of the parents of the victims went after Sandusky, like the man in Texas who found a man assaulting his 4-year-old daughter and beat him to death with his own hands.
A father used his bare hands to beat a man to death after the man allegedly tried to sexually assault his 4-year-old daughter on a rural Texas farm. This happened, according to the sheriff, Micah Harmon. He said that on Monday. He doesn't anticipate that the father will be arrested after the killing, which happened on Saturday. Harmon said Harmon said that nothing so far suggests the beating death happened for any other reason than what the father told us. The victim, who was identified as a 47-year-old man from Gonzales, appeared to have no prior criminal history, and the man supposedly went to the property to help care for some horses. I saw this story briefly on TV, and apparently the 4-year-old daughter and I believe a son who was just a little older, they were out feeding the chickens, and according to the way the story was presented, the 47-year-old man was standing nearby and allegedly took the daughter off into the woods. The boy went home and told his dad and said, so-and-so took my sister, and the father went looking. He heard the screams, and he went out, and all of a sudden just must have snapped, lost it, and beat this guy to death. There are people in the town who are saying that the guy's a hero and he shouldn't be charged in any way, shape, or form. However, the father, apparently, very distraught over the entire situation. Nobody in their right mind wants to inflict pain or agony or harm or obviously death on anyone in their right mind. But at the same time, when your daughter is being assaulted and you walk in on it, I don't fault this guy in the least. We got Tim from Palmyra wanting to talk about the Jerry Sandusky trial. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to say, it does tie into the story in Texas. I don't know how more of these parents don't attack, you know, Jerry Sandusky or others that, you know, assault their children. And, you know, it almost seems like, I just want to say this, then I'll let you comment on it. I don't want to talk too long, but it almost seems like that's the only way to get justice in a lot of these cases, because these guys always, it never matters if they're, you know, never seems to come to any kind of fruition. These guys go to trial, and then no matter what they get, it doesn't seem like enough punishment for what they've done to these children and how they're going to live the rest of their lives.
Well, these kids are definitely damaged forever. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, there's places they can go to get help, but it is an irreversible, absolute horrific thing that could happen to a child or to anybody, really. I mean, you know, it's not just children that are sexually assaulted, obviously, but it's a heinous, heinous crime. And the innocence, especially of a child, just completely in the blink of an eye. Is gone.
Coming up, the decision by the Supreme Court on Obamacare. That's coming down. Talk Radio Countdown Show also continues.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio and actually Talk Television. The Supreme Court and Obamacare up next. Here's host Alex Silverman talking to Jonathan Allen from Politico.com about the decision from the Supreme Court that's due any day now.
The High Court could, of course, strike down all of Obamacare as unconstitutional. So what then?
The first thing that most people would notice is that the expansion of health care for folks would go away. So there would be tens of millions of people who weren't previously on health insurance who would suddenly lose it. Those with pre-existing conditions, folks who are 26 years old who are on their parents' plans, folks who are healthy and would have otherwise been drawn in by the law requiring everybody to get insurance.
Now, if the justices don't turn the law on its head, Allen says, then it really becomes a political football.
If it's upheld, it continues to go into effect. Some of those provisions are already in effect. A lot of others will continue to take effect in the coming years. And you will hear Republicans argue that the only way to get rid of this health care law is to elect Republicans who will repeal it.
Either way, Allen says we'll be hearing a lot about health care between now and November and in the next couple of weeks.
It's almost unimaginable that this would not have a prominent role in not only the presidential race, but also the congressional races. I still think the economy will be the top issue, but health care now very much ties into economic arguments on both sides because it's such a large part of our economy that they can be inextricable. So, yes, I expect every candidate to be talking about what happens with the Supreme Court or to be forced into talking about what's happening with the Supreme Court.
Host Richard Pete talking to analyst Rich Magala about what he thinks, Magala thinks, we can expect to hear from the Supreme Court.
Attorney Rich Magala is here to help us, actually remind us what they have on their plate that we might hear about. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Richard. This is a great year if you happen to be a follower of the United States Supreme Court as far as the different decisions that they're involved in. It's really a broad spectrum and really important cases in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, well, let's refresh ourselves about that. There's the individual mandate thing with the Health Care Act. There's the Arizona immigration law. What else?
One for criminal lawyers or for the criminal law is the electronic surveillance versus Jones, which is can the police department, in this case it was the FBI, put a GPS system on a suspect's car so they could track where this person went 24 hours a day without a warrant. And without the probable cause, and so that's one of the big issues, and that's an interesting one.
Well, that sounds like the rub is without a warrant.
right, exactly. How far can the government track somebody? And there was a case back in the 90s or where they went ahead and put a, or the 80s, where they put a beeper type thing, but it can only go real short distance. Well, now with today's technology, they could track someone all over the world, basically, right, if they're able to put it on them.
And the notion here is that if this is allowed, then perhaps other what could be interpreted as violations of liberties could ensue, right?
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing with technology is think about the drones, for instance, that are flying over in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, the drones can certainly fly over the United States just as easily, and they have different types of drones like helicopter that can hover. What's to stop someone from, you know, using a drone with a camera from sitting it outside somebody's apartment complex or home and peering through a window?
Wow. Yes.
Think about it.
Those drones, that's the technology they have.
Yeah, the technology is available right now for someone to, you know, put a vehicle and hover it up above or outside of your home and peer inside or down below into your backyard, a fenced-in backyard, very easily. Look at Google Satellite. I mean, you know, it looks into people's yards. It's just far enough away that it's not intrusive.
Well, that's interesting you brought that up because it's in the news today. Senator Schumer of New York is concerned about Apple and Google with these 3D images they want to put on their maps that could basically see if your steak is well done on your grill.
Yeah. I mean, again, technology is moving so quickly that the thought of our right of privacy is constantly being attacked and or diminished all over. I mean, whether it's using the computer and they're tracking the websites you're going to, whether it's your shopping and as soon as you go ahead and use your debit card, that they track and know exactly what you bought and then turn around on your register receipt, give you coupons for future purposes for those type of products.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the place.
Find out more about all the items in this hour. Pretty varied selection. They're all outlined in detail with lots more information if you'd like to check it out at DougStephan.com.
I've seen the Ungevity product.